But again, this
is New England's News Watch never stops. On WBZ News Radio 1030 and CBSBoston.com.
WBZ News Time, 4:30, hazy sunshine in Boston, 49 degrees. I'm Diane Stern, WBZ News. Here's what we're following. Chaos near the Boston Marathon finish line less than 2 hours ago. Two explosions. There are casualties.
I saw a trash can explode, and people started throwing down the barricade and running over each other, and I ran in the other direction as fast as I could.
An eyewitness on the scene. At least two people are dead, nearly two dozen injured.
We're listening to live coverage from WBZ Radio. That's CBS in Boston. We'll have more coverage, of course, as the afternoon goes on. I'm Dan Raviv. A news conference coming shortly, but first a recap.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Harley Carnes. Explosions at the Boston Marathon, two of them within seconds. Boston police say there are two dead, at least two dozen injured. Alex is a nurse at a first aid tent, quickly transformed into a trauma tent.
There were a few that didn't, unfortunately, make it, and we do have those people here in the tent.
CBS's Kylie Atwood was near the explosion.
We could see that a lot of storefronts, the glass was shattered. There was one policeman carrying a small boy who looked like he was hurt. And there were two women that I saw on the ground who were clearly bleeding. And there was blood in a lot of the streets.
Here's a witness.
15 feet away, 20 feet, and, you know, a bomb went off. And it knocked me to the ground.
There are reports of other explosive devices being found and safely detonated, unconfirmed. CBS News Special Report, I'm Harley Carnes.
And I'm Dan Raviv with our continuing coverage from CBS News. In Washington, D.C., right in front of the White House, Pennsylvania Avenue is normally closed off to traffic right there, so you can't bring a car. But you could bring a bicycle, you could have a backpack or something like that. That's probably the reason that uniformed Secret Service police officers have cordoned off with tape the area right in front of the White House fence. At least it's a precaution. One federal law enforcement official tells CBS News that the two explosions in Boston were, quote, obviously bombs, but officials don't yet know how they were detonated. That's the only, if you will, confirmation we have that those explosions were bombs. We turn now to a witness in Boston. I understand that, Veronica Ventura, you were not far away when the explosions occurred. Veronica?
No, I was about 100 feet from the actual explosion with six of my girlfriends. We watched the marathon every year. And this year we just walked down to the finish line from Kenmore Square and we were about to leave. And we turned to the right of us and you just heard it go off. And it was the loudest thing I've ever heard in my whole life.
Was it on the same side of Boylston Street that you guys were on?
No, I was actually on the other side, on the entrance to the Prudential Center, right across from about Trader Joe's, which is not far at all from where the explosion happened, and you just saw the entire street fill with white smoke.
I know what it's like that you almost don't want to look at what happened to the folks across the street, but did you take a look?
I honestly just knew to sprint right away. I just wanted to get as far away as possible as I could. My six girlfriends and I just grabbed each other's hands and just started running back towards our school, which is about a 15-minute walk, and we just kept running along with everyone else who we were standing on the sidelines with. You saw runners sprint over the barricades and get out of the way. Everyone started getting on their cell phones looking for their loved ones and their friends to try and get in contact with them.
What did it smell like? Do you remember?
Oh, it was awful. I'm not even sure how to describe it. I've just never smelled something like that in my life, but you smelt it immediately, and you kept smelling it until, honestly, you could still smell it as you got close to my school. It was so potent.
Not just the same smoke of a barbecue, for instance?
Absolutely not the same smoke as a barbecue. It was very chemical-infused smelling.
You went, I would think, in the other direction. Here's what I mean. The second explosion a little while afterward was actually on the course that marathon runners were running on. It was about 600 feet away from the finish line.
Yeah.
Did you find yourself going toward that explosion or luckily away?
It was kind of in line with it, I guess you could say. I just kept running. my school is in right next to Fenway Park, and unfortunately that is the direction of the second explosion, but we had no choice. We knew we had to get back to, I mean, our school is our safe place, but we knew we had to get back, and we just kept running. There were
what school
so
is that,
people.
Veronica? What school?
Emmanuel College.
I see. Okay, now, so normally you go to the Boston Marathon thinking it's going to be a pleasant and fine and fun
yeah,
day, was it?
It's like
was
a
it?
Tradition. It's the best day in Boston all year long, and it's a day that everyone looks forward to, whether you're out with your friends or you're cheering on family, and I've gone every single year. This is my fourth time going, and I do the same thing every year. I start at Kenmore Square, and we walk our way up towards the finish line, and it's so inspiring. It's the day where the city comes all together. It is the biggest day in Boston.
And how was it for the first few hours today?
It was awesome. It was so much fun, and it's a beautiful day out here today. It's nice and sunny, and there's so many people here because there's also a Red Sox game going on, or there was a Red Sox game going on, and everyone was having a great time, and it was a great day. And then
Veronica, if it turns out that somebody actually did this, you know, planted a bomb, you got some feelings?
Yeah, I mean, it's very scary. You think Boston's so safe because it's so small, and I actually live in northern New Jersey in Bergen County, and I was in fifth grade when 9/11 happened, and I didn't really understand it then, and now I understand the scariness of something like this happening so close to where you live and where you think you're safe every day.
A sudden attack in a major city. Thanks, Veronica Ventura in Boston. She witnessed the two explosions.
This is Daphne Adato in the WCCO radio newsroom. You are listening to special coverage from Boston from sister station WBZ there, where we are monitoring two dead, 28 injured after dual explosions at the finish line of the Boston Marathon. Obviously, a story that is going to continue to develop, but we want to go now to Moose Miller, who is standing by. Moose, we've been hoping to hear from people who have loved ones, friends there. 539 Minnesota runners are registered to do the marathon today.
Sure, Daphne, and unfortunately, a day that I'm sitting in for John Williams, and tragedy strikes. And we'll continue to follow this closely, and we are looking for individuals that may have a connection to the Boston Marathon. Our text line number is 81807. Let's go to Catherine Ross, a senior from Brooklyn Park, who is at Emerson College in the Boston area and was apparently about a block away from the explosion, Catherine?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, first and foremost, we hope you, your friends, and immediate family or whoever was with you are okay.
Yeah, there was a little scary moment when I couldn't find my friends at first, but all is well so far.
Well, take us through it. It sounds like there were two explosions.
That's right. I heard one explosion. I was walking. I just had gotten out of work, so I was walking to meet my friends near Copley Plaza, where the finish line is. And so I was walking through, and the explosion wasn't as loud as all of the commotion and the sirens following the incident.
Yeah, as you come down Boylston Street, if you've ever run the Boston Marathon or attended near the finish line, you'll come down Boylston Street. The finish line is almost literally out in front of the Boston Public Library, and then you continue down to Dartmouth Street. So I'm guessing that your gathering area was probably closer to Dartmouth and Boylston?
Right. There is a big plaza in front of the Boston Public Library between a church and that, which is also surrounded by shops and different bars and restaurants and things, so it's a very high traffic area.
So what exactly did you experience after the explosions? Were individuals then starting to, I would imagine, panic, run, scream from that area down towards the park area that you were gathered?
Yeah, I was very confused. It wasn't immediately clear what was going on, but there were The volunteers were yelling at everyone to clear the area. And, of course, I'm a journalism student, so my first instinct was kind of to go toward the action, which is probably not the best thing. But, yeah, there's lots of people. I immediately noticed a lot of people crying, and I wasn't sure if they were just exhausted from having run a marathon or what was going on. But I actually made my way to the emergency services tent, and I saw some people being pulled away on stretchers that clearly looked like they had more severe injuries than you would typically suffer from a marathon.
Were you overhearing any comments from people as they were coming out of that area from the two explosions at the Boston Marathon today?
A lot of what I was hearing was people were trying to find their family members and or their friends, and they couldn't find it, and there's just a lot of panic going on.
We're visiting with Catherine Ross, a senior from Brooklyn Park at Emerson College in the Boston area. She was apparently a block away when the two explosions went off, one right near the finish line of the Boston Marathon, another about 600 feet up from the finish line along Boylston Street, if you know that particular stretch of Boston and the Boston Marathon. We're anticipating a briefing from authorities in Boston at any time, and when that does happen, we will go to it immediately here on WCCO Radio. I'm Moose Miller in for John Williams this afternoon. Catherine, any other things jump out at you as, you know, you kind of digest what you just went through and saw, heard, and probably smelled?
I mean, all I can say, it was a lot of chaos. It wasn't immediately clear what was going on, like I said before. I actually heard from my family back in Minnesota. They were texting me saying, "Are you okay?" And I was confused because all I had heard were the sirens, and I didn't know that loud noise before was actually a couple of explosions. So I heard from people back home before I actually knew what was going on.
Were you able to keep your cell service and your texting up during all of this?
No, and it's still a challenge. So many of my family members haven't been able to get a hold of me. I'm okay. But, yeah, it's definitely, I can't make any calls at all. Texts work sometimes. I've had to retry sending them a few times before they actually go through. But yeah. Everyone is on their cell phone, so service is very...
Sure.
Crowded right now.
Well, I can tell you that authorities are saying it's better to try to text than to try to actually make a phone connection. And as we learned in the events following September 11th, emergency responders now have priority on the phone system. They have special codes or codecs that allow them into the cell system. So they're immediately going to kick you off if you're not one of those individuals or block you from being able to get into the system, because obviously being first responders, EMS and emergency personnel, they're going to have priority on the system. So again, Catherine, you're fine. Your family knows you're fine, and we certainly appreciate you taking a little bit of time to join us this afternoon.
Of course. Thank you.
Catherine Ross, senior from Brooklyn Park in the Emerson College attendee at this point in her life, and she was about a block away from the explosions, two of them at the Boston Marathon today. Moose Miller sitting in for John Williams here on WCCO. Let's go to Daphne Adato in the CCO newsroom.
Moose, we're still monitoring updates that are coming in from CBS. They've now confirmed that the FBI is telling them that the two devices that exploded at the finish line were both in trash cans. They are saying that a third device found in a trash can did not detonate, so they are using that for clues. They also may have found a surveillance photo of a person of suspicion with a backpack. We are waiting now for police to brief us. We're expecting to get updated numbers potentially on injured and perhaps fatalities as well in this disaster today, about 2:45 this afternoon at the Boston Marathon finish line. Let's rejoin WBZ in Boston.
Here, and people will want to know about negotiating through the streets of Boston, and we check now with Scott Eck in the WBZ 24-hour traffic network.
And Diane, as we take a look, keep in mind those restrictions. We're just being told the off-ramp to Copley Square and Huntington Ave, which has already been closed due to the marathon, is remaining closed. All those area roadways are shut down, and also affected the MBTA Green Line terminating service between Kenmore and Park Street, and no B and C line service, and also the red and orange line service will also be bypassing downtown crossing, so keep that in mind as well, and we'll bring you more, Diane.
All right, thank you so much. And earlier, WBZ's Bernice Corpuz was telling us that the runners are being directed to the Boston Common. Normally, of course, that the stragglers would still be heading into the Boylston Street area to say that they had crossed the finish line, but that area, of course, is all blocked off. After these explosions earlier today, about 10 minutes before 3 o'clock, casualty figures once again, 2 people dead and 23 injured. WBZ News Time, 4:44. Let's return to our coverage from WBZ-TV.
These are photos that they're looking at very, very closely now as they begin the infancy of this investigation. Bob R. also reporting right now that one of the devices that has been found was unexploded. The bomb squad now handling what could be a bounty of evidence by looking at this unexploded device. Bob Orr also reporting that federal investigators believe that this was a very small bomb that could be easily hidden in a trash can or the backpack, as I was mentioning just a few moments ago. When Orr asked a federal official, "Is this a bomb?" The federal officials said to him, heck yes, what else could it be?
In fact, he was more emphatic.
Not use the word heck.
Right. Yeah. I don't blame him. It's, you know what, David, I'm heartsick. I'm also infuriated. I hope they get this SOB in a hurry. Boy. Two people dead, 23 people injured, some of them very, very seriously injured.
And Jack, when you use the words heartsick, what makes it so difficult, and you can hear how tough it is to report this. Looking at the pieces of video that we're looking at right now, not only do we see colleagues standing by when this happened, but in one piece of video, the raw piece of video where you see the initial explosion, I could see in the video the K girls. It was a mom, Chris, and her daughter, Kayla, the first mother and daughter to push like the Hoyts do, her daughter across the finish line. In that video, you see her crossing the finish line just as the explosion goes off. So the point I'm trying to make is, these are people that we know. These are people that we've interviewed. These are our loved ones.
I think we'll be able to see it here.
You'll see it here in this piece of video, I believe.
Yes, I think coming up in a second, right.
You'll see the K girls. This is someone that I interviewed live on television this morning.
Sure.
So this is something that just rips apart your heartstrings.
Here they come right now.
There they are.
This is Kayla on the right in the yellow shirt running for Children's Hospital, pushing her daughter across the finish line. And they're just...
And you see the second explosion down, the second bomb that went off down by Mass Ave. This all happened about 2:50 this afternoon. This is the finish line of the Boston Marathon if you just joined us.
And this touches all of us, David. I was saying this man right here with the white hair and the blue jacket you see walking to help the injured is my cousin, Tommy Marr, who has officiated at the finish line for years now. He's an Olympic starter. He's beloved in the running world. And without hesitation, you see him and Boston police officers immediately running to help.
Powerful picture here, too, with the, you see the actual explosion. This is the first one, the power of the explosion, what David was just bringing us, quoting Bob Orr from CBS News. They have surveillance photos of a man carrying backpacks who appeared to put one of those in a trash can there. And it's a pretty good, and they also were able to get another unexploded bomb. The bomb squad has it, and as David explained, Bob Orr said that is a treasure trove of information and evidence.
One other thing that Bob Orr was pointing out in his talks with federal officials, I mean, I'm getting text messages from friends across the country who are worried that something could happen in their city as well, that maybe this is part of a bigger attack on America. Bob Orr saying that one federal official told him that this does not look like it was part of some wave of attacks that's about to come over the country. That this is more likely to be one person who wanted to do one very terrible thing to our beloved marathon.
Well, Lisa, this morning.
This is Anthony Silva in the WBZ newsroom, 448, 49 degrees in the city as we continue our live and continuing coverage of the attack on the Boston Marathon. Boston police say two people have been killed, 23 people have been injured after two bombs exploded this afternoon near the finish line of the Boston Marathon. One apparently occurred at 671 Boylston Street, blowing out the windows of the Marathon sports store. The Boston Fire Department says many of the injuries are severe. Spectators covered in blood were immediately taken to the medical tent set up to help runners at the finish line. In the video that shows smoke emanating from the front of the store, dozens of volunteers, many with wheelchairs and stretchers, rushing to the scene, bringing people immediately to the medical tent. And federal officials say it was a very small bomb. It was well planned, and yes, they do confirm that it was a bomb. Two other explosive devices in the city have been found in trash barrels, and both have been defused. Red Cross spokesperson Kate Powers says they are monitoring the situation as well.
What we are asking is for folks to please provide some of us peace of mind. Update your social media. If you're on Facebook, if you're on Twitter, that sort of thing. You know, just tell a little message saying that I'm okay, which is what I did, is actually helping a number of people. We're also, if you're not on a social media site, go to redcross.org/safeandwell. That way you can register yourself as safe. Loved ones, you know, can just check in and see where you are. Over the next few hours, the Red Cross will be working in close coordination with city and state officials to determine how we can best help and support the emergency workers, and we'll know more as this develops.
Okay. Now, the White House says President Obama has called Mayor Menino and Governor Patrick to express his concern for those hurt in today's explosions. Homeland Security Chief Jeanette Napolitano is directing her agency to provide whatever assistance is necessary in the aftermath of the explosions as this investigation continues. A number of first responders are now gathering at the hotel downtown at the Marriott, I understand, and we will be bringing you the Westin, I'm sorry, and we will be bringing you part of that news conference just as soon as we can. Let's switch now to the Boston Medical Center. Art Cohen is standing by, and what do you know there, Art? Okay, let's switch now to the governor. He's speaking to reporters.
So far, mindful that we don't have the whole picture yet, but we have gotten a good deal of information. Commissioner Davis will take all of us through the information that we have, and then I'll come back and talk about some of the things and ways in which we're going to ask people to help us help you this afternoon. So let me turn it over now to Ed Davis, Commissioner of Police here in Boston.
Thank you, Governor. At 2:50 p.m. today, there were simultaneous explosions that occurred along the route of the Boston Marathon near the finish line. These explosions occurred 50 to 100 yards apart, and each scene resulted in multiple casualties. At this point in time, all of the victims have been removed from the scene. We have sent officers to hospitals to be in touch with family members and possible witnesses. We immediately activated a system of response that the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and the federal government has in place for these type of incidents. My first two calls were to the special agent in charge of the FBI and to the colonel of the state police. Both Rick DeLaurier and Tim Albans immediately sent resources. We have, at this point in time, determined that there has been a third incident that has occurred. There was an explosion that occurred at the JFK library. So this is very much an ongoing event at this point in time. We are not certain that these incidents are related, but we are treating them as if they are. We're recommending to people that they stay home, that if they're in hotels in the area, that they return to their rooms, and that they don't go anyplace and congregate in large crowds. We want to make sure we completely stabilize the situation. We are setting up two telephone numbers that are very important. The first one is for families of victims and people who are trying to locate people. That number is 617-635-4500. That is the mayor's hotline. The second number, if anyone saw anything at this incident, if anybody knows of any information that could lead to the arrest and prosecution of the individuals responsible for this, they should call us at 1-800-494-TIPS. That's 1-800-494-TIPS. That line will be staffed up tonight, along with the FBI and the state police. We are working with the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. We have the general here from the Massachusetts National Guard, who has assisted in securing the perimeter. And we have additional assets from other agencies who are volunteering to assist us. After this incident occurred, there was certainly a lot of people who were running from the scene. Some of them deposited bags and parcels that they were carrying. Each one of those bags and parcels is being treated as a suspicious device at this point in time. We have multiple EOD teams that are checking each one of these bags. But at this point, we have not found another device. The three incidents that have occurred, two of them occurred simultaneously on Boylston Street, and the third one occurred at JFK about a half hour ago. People should be calm, but they should understand that this is an ongoing event, and they should understand that we need all the information that we can get available to us. Thank you.
And thank you very much. I want to thank the commissioner. I had a call from the president about a half an hour ago, who assured us that we would have full cooperation of the FBI, whose SAC is here, and the ATF, who are also on the ground. We have, as the commissioner said, the state police, the National Guard, fully deployed, and we thank them for their assistance. The fire marshal, the city fire marshal is here as well. So a lot of coordination in a very fluid situation. We are asking that people stay out of crowds and calmly make their way home, or if they're visiting, back to their hotels. All of the hotels' security will be prioritized at the outset. Again, if people have information, please use those tip lines. This is very, very important that we get as current information as we can as quickly as possible. Happy to take any questions.
You're listening to a live news conference with the governor, and he's now taking questions at the Western Complex.
Well, you know, you know, the marathon is a pretty special day around here, as you know, and I started this this morning visiting Mayor Menino in the hospital, who was devastated that he couldn't be at the marathon today. He's on his way here now, I think. Am I right? From the hospital. So obviously he is as concerned as the rest of us are about the safety of the people who come for this iconic experience here in the city.
Can you address reports that you're looking for a specific kind of truck or a specific kind of
hospital? No, there is no specific type of truck that we're looking for at this point in time. We are looking for any information that people have as to what they saw or might have heard at the site of the explosion or coming and going. We're investigating all leads right now.
What's the rate of death and injury?
We don't have the number of casualties at this point in time. This is very early in this investigation. We wanted to get out here and give you as much information as we had, but we cannot tell you exactly how many people have been injured at this point.
A lot of us heard a third explosion about an hour or so ago. Then there was a rumor that was a controlled explosion. Do you know what that was?
That was a controlled explosion on Boylston Street, but there was a third explosion at the JFK Library that we believe is related.
And I wonder how this explosion had a device that was found, or what was the history of that?
That was not, as I explained earlier, there are a number of parcels that have been dropped by people on the parade route, on the race route. Anything that's out there right now is being viewed as a suspicious device, and we are clearing each one of those items with an EOD team. They may be blowing things up over the course of the next few hours, but at this point in time, we have not found another device on Boylston Street.
Commissioner, have there been any warnings leading up to this, any threats or something like this?
None. We talk about the threat picture all the time as we lead up to this particular event, and we have no information that this was going to happen.
Can you tell us what
It's literally just unfolding. I don't have specifics. There was an explosion there. I'm sorry? We've got reports after 3 o'clock that there was an explosion there.
Commissioner, any injuries at the JFK Library?
None that we know of.
No. Are you sure any of the terrorists attack right now?
We're not being definitive on this right now, but you can reach your own conclusions based upon what happened. At this point in time, no. Every asset of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and the federal government is either here or coming here. As the governor said, the president has talked directly to the mayor as well as the governor, and I had a personal conversation with the director of the FBI who pledged any help that we needed. So we are stabilizing the situation at this point in time, but people should be cautious. That's all. Thank you all very much.
And that is Police Commissioner Ed Davis and the governor addressing reporters of the Western Copley. We want to recap these important telephone numbers. If you are a family member of a possible victim in this explosion, call the mayor's hotline for more information on where that person could be in a nearby hospital. And that is 617-635-4500, 617-635-4500. Eyewitness.